Welcome to today's presentation, Integrating Chef into Your VSTS Builds. Let's go ahead and get started. Russell, why don't you kick us off by telling our audience a bit about yourself and what we'll be covering here today?
Thank you, Jamie. As Jamie said, my name is Russell Seymour, partner architect at Chef. Webinar today will show how Chef can be integrated into VSTS pipeline. There won't be many slides, as this is mostly a demo-driven webinar. I hope you can pray to the demo gods for me. So just a quick agenda, and then I'll talk a bit about myself. Have some introductions for myself and Eugene, what the environment looks like that we'll be talking about, the live demo, and any questions you may have. So introductions. My name is Ross Seymour, work in the business development team. I work very closely with Microsoft Azure. I help to integrate our products into the platform and to assist clients in achieving their goals. I worked on the team that produced the VSTS Chef extension and the tasks that you are going to see today. The slide that's there shows what I look like, what my avatar is when you go to GitHub and different areas. They are my contacts on email, Twitter, and GitHub and Slack. I'll now hand over to Eugene to introduce himself.
Well, thanks, Russell. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Eugene Chivorov. I work for Microsoft as part of the commercial software engineering team, where we partner with strategic companies like Chef to make sure that our joint customers have access to the best tools in the industry in Microsoft Cloud. We've been working closely with Chef for several years now, and this close relationship has resulted in several key initiatives that I'd like to briefly highlight next. In just a few minutes, Russell will talk about integrating Visual Studio Team Services with Chef, and he'll give a demo of how those two products work together. Additionally, today, you can configure infrastructure in Azure using Chef Server and Chef Virtual Machine extensions. You can also validate or audit for compliance Azure infrastructure using Chef Inspect. We're also actively collaborating on the newest offering from Chef, Chef Habitat, which allows you to make any application a cloud-native application. Finally, please also check out a solution tying the products mentioned above into a single package, adding many features requested by the enterprise customers. That solution is Chef Automate, and it's available on the Azure Marketplace. Next, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes talking about the Visual Studio Team System, something that most of you are probably already know very well. So at the very core, Visual Studio Team System, or VSTS, is a cloud-based service for collaborating on code. VSTS has the advantages of any cloud-based offering, where customers are able to reduce costs by paying on a subscription basis. Customers gain access to the latest features immediately without going through lengthy upgrade cycles. And we also give customers reassurance about the stability and performance of VSTS in the form of 99.9% uptime SLAs. VSTS provides the means to manage your code base through Git repositories and also control and build release cycles. You can use Kanban and Scrum frameworks for planning and tracking your projects, as well as test your applications and track progress of various initiatives through comprehensive dashboards powered by VSTS. Whether you're targeting the cloud, hybrid cloud, or an on-prem environment, Visual Studio Team Services is a major component of the Azure DevOps solution. It allows you to plan, monitor, build, and deploy to Windows, Unix, Android or iOS from .NET, Java, PHP, Python, Ruby, C++, and many other third-party and open-source products such as Ant, Maven, Gradle, among many others. And if you cannot find a task needed for your release pipeline in VSTS, you can build custom tasks that integrate with VSTS and your continuous integration and continuous deployment environments. And one such integration between VSTS and Chef is the subject of today's webinar. So at this point, I'd like to hand it over back to Russell to talk in depth about VSTS and Chef integration, as well as give us a comprehensive demo of the solution.
Thank you, Eugene. So I'm going to talk about the environment setup we have for the demo today, which may be similar to the environments you have in your own setup. So the environment here, you'll see that we have VSTS, and you can trigger builds through VSTS in multiple different ways. I've shown three here. You have your SCM trigger, so when somebody checks into GitHub or VSTS, a manual build trigger when somebody kicks it off manually, or a timed trigger so that you want a nightly build, say at 1 o'clock in the morning. That job is then submitted to an agent. In this case, our agent is sitting in an Azure resource group. It is running Ubuntu 16.04, and I've installed the VSTS agent on it. The tasks are built, the cookbook is built on there, and then we can push it either to the chef server or to the chef supermarket. What we're going to show today is how to create a cookbook pipeline, which checks your cookbook for linting and style. It will then upload it into the VSTS system. The release process will then download that and check into the and publish to those various areas. The VSTS extension I'm going to show you, we have 7 tasks. The ones in bold are the ones that I'm going to show you today. If you want to see what other ones we have, please use that bit.ly link, or if you've got your mobile phone with a QR code reader, scan that QR code and it'll take you to that page, which will show you all about the tasks. So on to the live demo. So I'm now going to share my screen. Get that going. Right, so this takes a little while to come up. So hopefully in a minute you should see my screen. Right, so here we have our VSTS project that I built for this, the team project. In there, I have a workstation project. What we're going to do is create 2 endpoints. Endpoints in VSTS allow you to store sensitive information. So things like username, credentials, secrets, tokens, and it allows you to reuse those across tasks. The extension has been installed into this account, and I'm now going to create the 2 extensions. Not the 2 extensions, the 2 service endpoints. So we will create a webinar chef server. Endpoint and put in the right URL. You'll notice that the URL for the chef server includes the organization which I set up as webinar. You need the username that's going to do that work. And I'm just going to grab the a private key for that user. So bear with me a second. A word of warning on these endpoints, I've pasted in the key, which you can't see. If you go in and update a service configuration, you'll notice that this client key is hashed out. If I hit OK again, it doesn't remember what was there. So if you reuse it, you might find your task fail. So again, we're going to create the Chef Supermarket endpoint. I'll paste in the key because it's in my clipboard. and add in the supermarket URL. Okay. So now we have two supermarkets. Just to show you that we have an agent that's going to run these builds, and you can have them in agent pools, and I've added it in here, and we can see it's online because we've got the little green checkbox. The agent, the tasks currently are, sorry, bear with me, Sam. The tasks currently only support are only supported on a Linux private agent. That's because we need to be able to have use GCC and things like that, and it's all hard coded currently for Linux. The server, the server running the agent has Build Essential because it's running Ubuntu, and the ChefDK installed on it. It's also running as a non-root user. So now we're going to go and create a build for this. So we go to new definition and wait for the browser to catch up. And we do empty process. And here we have to select our agent queue that's going to do this work. And we use webinar agents because that's our group. The first thing we're going to do is add a command line task. And this one is going to install our cookbook gems for testing. The tool we're going to use is Chef from the ChefDK. And then we're going to bundle in all the gems. The next task we need to run is our cookbook style tests, which is another command line task. I'll say this again when we get to it, but these things that are running on the command line at the moment will be added as tasks to the extension, so you can just select them as you see for chef tasks in a minute. We need to add another, we'll just run our Ruby style tests. Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. Chef. One thing I've forgotten to do, which we can go into, it's not a problem. The Chef cookbooks, well, I'll do it in the next one. We are now going to version our cookbook to the build number. Update cookbook version. So we're going to say that we're going to use the build number, and we want it to find the metadata file. Now, Chef cookbooks will work on semantic versioning, and VSTS by default has an incremental build counter. So we need to go in and change that. And to make it so that we have semantic, we can do 0.0 and then give it this version. And what this does is allows the system to increment the build number, but if you change the major or minor version, then it will reset that revision back down to one. So you always get a semantic version. The two more tasks we need to add to this are copying the built files to the artifact directory. The source folder in this case is the build sources directory. You'll notice these variables, there's a whole bunch of them that are well known to the system. You can create your own, but in this case, we are using the built-in ones. And we want this to go into the workstation cookbook directory. This is so that our upload system can find them nicely. And finally, we then need to publish the artifacts to VSTS. Now, don't get confused. These aren't published into the chef yet. That is part of the release process. So let's put this in here. After publish. Again, another well-known variable. And we're going to put them in the drop area. Now we can do a save and queue and say created initial pipeline. But we're going to use webinar agents and we want it to run off the master branch. So here we go. Oops, I've got, so this is going to fail, because the cookbook won't like the version number when it's uploaded. So the build won't actually fail, but the release to the chef server would. So to get this working, we'll let this run through. I'm going to modify the build so that the version number is correct, because that should be .r and not $r. And we'll see here, the build succeeded on the old build, but I know that's going to fail when we upload that. So what I want to do is queue another build off the master branch. And now we've got 002, which is what we need. Bear with me a second while the browser catches up. And we can see here, we look at a couple of things. You can see if we check in on the update cookbook version, when the logs come back, we can see that we've set the cookbook to 002 in the file metadata.rb. And we've uploaded 42 files to the drop area. So now what we're going to do is create a release to push this cookbook to our chef server. So if we do a new definition, and again, we're going to create an empty pipeline build, empty process, set our name of this environment, which is our chef server. This build process needs an artifact. Out of our build system, we want to use the workstation project. We create the workstation, use the workstation CI build. We're going to use the latest and the source alias. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to add a trigger to this so that we create a release every time a build is triggered. Now, a release doesn't necessarily mean that as something is deployed. It just means it creates the release definition that you could go in and manually deploy. I'll come back to that in a bit. So now we're going to create our agents or task on our agent for the release process. And we need to select our agents that are going to run. They're going to run this task. And we need to add one task, which is to upload to the chef server. So if we look, we've got here this task, upload to the chef server. We select our endpoint that we created at the beginning. And then we need to make sure that the path to our drop area is correct. So that default working directory workstation CI drop workstation. So we save that and create it, release. And before I run this, I just want to show you, this is a Chef server here running Chef Manage, because it's easier to show you in a UI in this webinar. We have no cookbooks here. Now we're going to do is a create a release, which, and during the release, we're automatically going to deploy to the Chef server. We'll change that later, and we're going to release 002. If I do create, we've got release one has been created. I'll look, check on that and click on that, and we can have a look at the log files as we run through. Okay, so it hasn't started running yet. Waiting for the pre, and here we go. So we're now uploading to the Chef server. And if I click on there, we might get some output. Or in the work, and the interest of getting this work is seeing updates, I'll refresh it. And we see that we've uploaded and that has passed. So now if I refresh my cookbooks on the Chef Management UI, you can see that we have our workstation and all its dependencies uploaded to that Chef server. So that's one part of the release process. Now I want to modify this so that we have another release definition, another environment we deploy to, which is our Chef server. No, sorry, Chef Supermarket. So if we go into edit and we add another environment, and we'll call this Chef Supermarket. New environment. Again, an empty process. Sorry, beg your pardon. We want to add a phase. Make sure that we are running on the right build agents. We add a new task, which is supermarket. Again, we have to select the endpoint, and we select webinar supermarket. The workstation, the cookbook name, which is workstation, and where the cookbook will exist, or exist when it downloads, oops, to the agent. We now, so we can save that for the moment. If we go back to the pipeline, what I'm going to do is turn off these auto deployments so that it is manual. And we'll do a save. Now what we'll do, we'll run another build. And what we should find is that a new release definition is created for us, and it will show that it hasn't been deployed to either of these environments. And we can then deploy to the either one at our will. So webinar agents, master, we'll do another build. And wait for this to run through. It shouldn't take too long because it's already installed the gems. We're running our tests. We haven't changed anything, but we're giving it a new version number. It goes through and we've uploaded, we've dropped the artifact. So if we go to releases and the page loads up, we'll see that we've had a new release definition. Now, one thing I didn't do, this release definition, new release definition, obviously that would be more sensible with a more descriptive name. But it works for this demo. So here's our dashboard for our supermarket, and you can see we don't have any workstation, we don't have any cookbooks in there. And what I want to do now, oops, where's my releases? Oh, beg your pardon. So we will now do a manual deploy to the Chef supermarket. And this will go for a run again, like all the others, on the agent. And we'll see that we've got the logs. It's downloading the artifacts. Again, the web UI can be a little bit behind what is actually happening on the agent. And we can see that we've published to the supermarket. If I refresh my page, here we go. Workstation 003, which came from that build that we manually released. Just to show you what happens in the logs, it writes everything out, creates the tarball of the workstation and uploads it. So that is the live demo. Please, if you have any questions, queue them up. There is some work in progress on the extensions. These are the things we're working on. We want to run on different agent types, so actually be able to run this on a Windows machine as well as Linux, and on hosted agents so that you don't have to run them yourselves. And the new tasks we want to have are test kitchen, so you can run your cookbooks with a test kitchen system. That'll initially be just on Windows in Azure. That'll just be in Azure because the virtual machines themselves can't run things like VirtualBox. We want to have a separate task that allows you to install Chef DK, so you don't have to pre-load up that Chef agent with Chef DK on it. And where the cookbook validation tasks are currently being run by command line tasks in VSTS, we want to make them explicit tasks within the VSTS extension. So that's the end of the demo. Hopefully you've got lots of questions for us, and I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you so much, Russell. We do have a couple questions in so far. Encourage our audience to go ahead and submit questions in the Q&A box as they come in, and we'll get to them as quickly as we can. So the first question I have here is, do the Chef extensions run on Windows or hosted agents?
Not at the moment. When the extension was written, it was written primarily with a Linux private agent in mind. This is because of the parthing and also needing root access. That is something we're looking at. And if you, on the last slide, we've got some links to the issues on GitHub where you can track those changes, and we'll update our progress on there.
Okay, great. And do the tasks work with Chef and supermarket servers that have self-signed SSL certificates?
Yes, they do. If when you create the Chef, or when you create the endpoints for the Chef server and the supermarket server, there's an option for SSL verification. By default, that is set to true. But if you're using a self-signed certificate, you can set that to false, and it will just skip verification and upload to those servers.
Okay, thank you. This next question is, can the Chef server upload and Chef supermarket upload tasks be added to build definitions as well instead of release?
Yes, absolutely. The tasks that you see and where I've used them can be used in the build and release phase. They are tagged with the category that suggests where they go, but they are complete suggestions. You can put it in build or release phase. It's completely up to you.
Okay. And does the Chef Automate server have to be in Azure?
No, absolutely not. One of the key things about Chef server and Automate and Supermarket is they all use encryption and PKI encryption for signatures. So you could have an on-prem Chef server that you're talking to. You could be in a different cloud provider. As long as that Chef stroke Automate server is accessible publicly, you can use it with VSTS.
Okay, great. Thanks, Russell. Looks like we've covered all the questions that have come in so far. Do you want to wrap us up, cover any resources and final thoughts? As we do have time, folks want to ask a few more questions, and we'll see if those come in while you do a little summary and recap.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I had some links for you. Here's four links that I think are useful. Setting up a private VSTS agent. That is a link to the Microsoft GitHub page, which shows how to set up the agent on Linux. You'll see their QR codes there as well. The blog article is something I wrote after we'd released these tasks that show how you can create a cookbook pipeline. So by all means, go through that and you'll be able to recreate what we've done here today. The issues of work that are the issues that we talked about and the things that are being worked on, that's the VSTS Chef extension issues. And the VSTS Chef extension wiki is updated with all the tasks and what they needed. And we'll keep them up to date with whatever we release. Eugene, have you got anything you'd like to add about the way we're using VSTS here?
Actually, I see another question come in just now, Russell. So maybe we'll take that. No, I guess I would definitely wanted to strongly encourage people to check out the resources, the other integrations that we mentioned in this webinar, including Chef Inspect, Chef Automate. All of those products are under active development.
Thanks, Eugene. And we do have one more question here. What are the pros and cons of this process versus the workflow process in Chef Automate?
That's an interesting question. So the differences are that you don't have to learn, have such a rigid pipeline as there is in Automate workflow. That doesn't mean they'll say you shouldn't use it. If you like the rigid, opinionated way that it goes through things, then perfect, stay with that. However, if you're used to VSTS and you have pipelines that are already using that, and you think, oh, we could put our a cookbook development into that, then this is a quicker way to that. The other thing you can do is, we didn't have time to talk about it, but the you can use Chef tasks as part of your build. So you may have a .NET or a Java project, for example. You could have a cookbooks directory within that source. Within that cookbook, you might have a deployment cookbook. As you build your .NET or Java artifact, for example, you could put the binary in your cookbook onto your cookbook, upload that to your Chef server, and then you could configure an ARM template with our extension to deploy that cookbook, and then you would deploy your application through it. So you can mix and match all these tasks up with other processes that exist in VSTS.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Looks like we'll go ahead and wrap up here. Thank you very much, Russell and Eugene, for the great information. And thank you to our audience for your live participation today. As a reminder, a copy of today's slide deck and additional help materials are available in the resource list widget at the bottom of your screen. And we encourage you to download the slide deck and bookmark any links that you may find useful. We, of course, hope you found value in the information that was presented. And if you like what you saw, we encourage you to share the recorded presentation with your teammates or professional networks. The on-demand version should be available by tomorrow, and we'll email you as soon as it's ready. Thanks again for your time, and have a wonderful day.